Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 25, which I've titled Osolelio. This weekend's opponents for the boys in green are Italy in our first Six Nations match, with kickoff in the Stadio Flaminio on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Irish time, and live coverage on RTE2. Well, before I talk about the big internationals this weekend, I've of course got to say what great news it is to hear the signings of Sexton, Heaslip and O'Driscoll for a couple more years in Ireland. Great to hear it. Now, of course, I think it's ridiculous that they're discussing all that at this time of year. I mean, the last couple of weeks in January is one of the most crucial times of the rugby season. You've got Heineken Cup quarterfinal places up for grabs, and then you've got, of course, the lead into the Six Nations. And when their minds should be focused on actually playing rugby, they're also distracted in the background with agents and discussing contracts and all this kind of stuff. That is not the time of year to be doing that, if you ask me. I wish they could change that. But luckily, we were able to succeed where the Welsh Rugby Union failed. We've held on to these players, and then you see Hook and Lee Byrne gone to France. So I have to say, I've got to hand it to, I've given the IRFU a lot of stick this season for different things, but kudos for this, okay? Seriously, well done, lads, for sorting it all out. It's great boost for Irish rugby. Now, on to the Six Nations. Kicks off tonight in the Millennium Stadium. Wales play England. Now, looking at the two lineups, with England, Paddy Power have them favourites to win the Six Nations. But the way I see it is, you really don't know what you're getting with them. And they're a team that can blow hot and cold. They were really good against Australia. They're very average against South Africa, and you really don't know which team is going to show up. And you can actually say that about each individual player, I find. So it really depends on how Martin Johnson can get them together on the night. Now, Wales, I am sorry, Welsh fans, I'm tipping them to have a bad year. I'm actually thinking, since they have to travel to Italy, 9-1 on them getting the wooden spoon isn't that bad a bet. I'm really sorry about that, but that's just my prediction. But we'll have to see how that pans out. Now, France against Scotland. Again, the French, you really don't know how it's going to turn out. They made a couple of interesting decisions. They got Try at fullback. I'm personally a fan of Poitrineau there. But of course, you know, they're the holders of the Grand Slam. After what happened last year, you really have to back them this year. But still, looking at the Scotland team, I think they're a team on the up. I think Andy Robinson's got them playing a good thwarting style of rugby. I think that they can play it well. So even though I think they're going to lose, I think we'll be saying afterwards that the trip to Murrayfield is going to be our toughest away trip this season. So we're looking forward to see how that turns out. Now, as for Ireland, of course, we play Italy in Rome. And first of all, congratulations to Fergus McFadden on getting his first Ireland cap. Well deserved. He's been great for Leinster this year. The question marks in the Ireland team for most people will be Luke Fitzgerald at fullback because he hasn't exactly excelled at that position so far in his little experiment. I might have preferred to go for Gavin Duffy, who's actually played at that position regularly. But we're going for Luke. Now, 2 years ago in the Grand Slam campaign, he was man of the match for Ireland, in my eyes anyway. He scored two tries. So hopefully he can recapture that form. The other question mark is Tomás O'Leary at nine. I would have gone for Stringer, but I think Kidney likes the way he's more physical, and it'd be tough again, you know, stand up more maybe to the Italian pack. And of course, I've named this episode Osolelio because I think Leo Cullen should be in the team instead of Donnacha O'Callaghan. I don't see why we have to go for provincial matchups in positions necessarily. Sometimes it might be better because you know, now the opposition have stacks of DVDs, evidence of Ocala and O'Connell playing together, and can pretty much sort out what they're going to do. But I still back the team. I still think they're going to win. My predictions are Ireland by 12, England by 10, and France by 9. That's my predictions for the weekend. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you get me at Harpin on Rugby. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. Just find that on my audio page. Just click a button there. Check out my Facebook presence as well, Facebook page. Click like on that. But most of all, enjoy your Six Nations weekend, wherever you're going to be, and come on the Ireland.